They're not just marble statues from the dusty past. When you know how to look an antiquity in the eye, you might be able to get a glimpse of the world they inhabited. On today's Travel with Rick Steves, we're zooming in on the art you'll find in Rome that we feature on my new public TV series. And we take a close look at ancient Greece and Egypt, too. Let's start the hour looking at sites that might not make it as antiquities given the threats they face today from climate change issues. All across the globe, a growing number of architectural and cultural sites are being threatened by the effects of climate change. Sites from a 500-year-old castle on the south coast of England to the historic water fountains of Kathmandu in Nepal have recently been added to the World Monuments Fund 2022 Watch. This is a list they issue every 2 years with a global call to action to address the urgent challenges they represent. Joining us from New York to talk about these sites and the efforts to preserve them is Jonathan Bell. He's the Vice President of Programs for the World Monuments Fund. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is so exciting that there's an organization designed to raise awareness of cultural and heritage sites around the planet, regardless if they're in a wealthy country or in a poor country, that really deserve a look. I want to talk about some specific sites on the list this year that relate to climate change. But before we do that, can you just give us a quick definition of what is the World Monuments Fund and what's your mission?
Well, we are an organization that was founded in 1965. And what we basically do is protect the world's most treasured places. So these are historic places, archaeological sites, you know, really any place that a community holds dear and holds it as part of their identity. And so that's really the focus of our work.
And every 2 years, you bring out a list, and there's different challenges. There's, you know, helping develop tourism in a smart way. There's helping areas that have had a crisis, a civil war or some natural disaster rebuild. There's places that just are underrepresented and not appreciated. And there's places dealing with climate change. People can go to your website. That's WMF.org, WMF for World Monuments Fund, to learn about the big list. But what I'd like to talk about with you today, Jonathan, is the climate change-related sites on your 2022 watch. There's a handful of these sites, and as we travel, wherever we travel, we can imagine rising sea levels, desertification, violent weather. Problems caused by climate change are threatening local economies, and they're also threatening precious, priceless, really, heritage sites. Let's talk about a few of these. The Maldive Islands, I think, is the lowest country in the world that is threatening to be overwhelmed by a rising sea. What do we have in the Maldives that we're going to lose from a heritage point of view, and what's the World Monuments Fund doing about it?
This year, as we put out our call for the watch, I just wanted to say that one of the things we really wanted to do was make sure that we use the work we do to leverage better solutions to some of the global challenges that we all face. And of course, climate change was the first thing that we saw and thought of and thought we could really do something with. So in Maldives, we have a cemetery. It's the oldest and largest cemetery in the Maldives. There are about 1,500 or more grave sites, plus four mosques and some other structures. And what's really amazing about it is not only the age and the importance to Maldivian culture, but they use a really unique construction technique. This is dry coral stone. So they've cut coral, you know, farmed it from the ocean, dried it, and then cut it. And they have these incredible interlocking, you know, architectural technique. It's really fascinating and also really beautifully decorated with decorative carvings and whatnot. Mm. And the challenge there is that this cemetery sits right on the coast, right on the water. And as you mentioned, Rick, Maldives is the lowest lying country in the world. So the prediction is that in 70 years, most, if not all, of the country will be underwater. And of course, this site will be one of the first places to go.
Wow. Now, I got to ask, in a case like this, is this some educated and economic elite from New York City that says, oh, this is a tragedy, let's get this fixed? Or is this a grassroots initiative from the people who live there that are calling for help, and that the World Monuments Fund then goes, oh, this makes sense, let's put it on our list?
It's definitely the latter. The wonderful thing about the way our watch process works is that we put out a call for nominations, and that's open to anyone, any individual, any government, any professional organization. And this is actually coming from an individual who lives in the, who is Maldivian, lives in Maldives. and said, this is a place that's really important to us, so help us save it.
Oh, what an important connection, a marriage between different parts of the world to recognize dimensions of different cultures that are really important to all of us. You also have a castle on the south coast of England. It's called the Hearst Castle, not to be confused with this Hearst Castle in California. But this is a case study, I would think, in saving a historic and heritage site from climate change. Tell us a little bit about the Hearst Castle in England.
Sure. So Hearst Castle was built by the famous Henry VIII as a defensive structure. And it's a really fascinating structure because it kind of, you know, snakes along the coastline. The building itself is right there up against the water and follows the coast. And, you know, just in the past few years, there have been a few incidents where parts of the underlying structure have been taken out to sea because of storms and rising storm surge. So we really saw this as a great opportunity to, again, highlight the challenges of climate change, not only in relation to heritage, but in relation to all of us, but then also use it as a kind of classroom where we could study and monitor and share lessons learned and perhaps some of the challenges that we really can't find solutions to, and share that information with other sites around the world.
Jonathan, it's so exciting what you're doing. By the way, we're talking with Jonathan Bell, and he is the Vice President of Programs at the World Monuments Fund. And they're working very hard to help identify and raise awareness of precious heritage and cultural sites all over the planet as we go forward and don't lose these, once they're lost, they're lost sites. I suppose one thing we can all have a better appreciation of is the struggle in Bangladesh as salt water is flooding delta areas and so on. There's a fascinating mosque city. Tell us about that.
Sure. This is the mosque city of Bagerhat. It's a collection of incredible structures, almost all of them mosques, that date back to the 15th century. Though they're a ways away from the coast because of the way the, you know, all of those kind of wetlands in southern Bangladesh work, they have a lot of impact from sea level rise. And what's really interesting is also it's some of the things that local community is doing. They have been raising shrimp lately, and so that means they need more water in the area and a lot more salt. And so this rising water table is causing a lot of challenges, and salt is one of the things we never want in buildings because it basically gets in there and starts damaging all of the building materials. So it's a big challenge that's both climate change, which we know is caused by people, but there's a more direct link of an activity, an economic activity that people are doing in the area that's also causing challenges.
By the way, is that transition from growing rice to raising shrimp, is that a way to cope with climate change?
Well, you know, in this case, I wouldn't necessarily say so. One of the reasons that so many members of the community have adopted shrimp farming is because it's more lucrative. So that's, you know, and that's the reality
sense.
Of it.
Jonathan Bell is joining us on Travel with Rick Steves from the World Monuments Fund as we consider heritage sites the world risks losing with the increasing impacts of climate change. You'll find the full list of sites included on their biannual watch at WMF.org. There's another site you're working on in Peru, which is a historic water system that's under threat.
Yes, and you know this is an incredible site, and you know all the sites are incredible, but this is yet kind of another example of this interaction between these wonderful historic places and climate change. Here is really an opportunity for us to learn from the past, because this is a huge landscape up in the Andes that has a 1,000-year-old water system in place. And this is a system of channels and dams and retention basins and so forth that spans a number of square miles. And what people have been learning is that they can start to rehabilitate these systems, and there is more reliable water that is across the entire landscape, even down to the cities. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to learn and rehabilitate things that are already there so that we can adapt to a more challenging future.
Wow, that's kind of a twofer then. You're preserving something that has a historical value, and you're also revitalizing something that for 1,000 years has brought clean water to the community.
Absolutely. And it's water that they use for everything. It has been used for everything from livestock to grass and personal use. And so it's really it is really a win-win situation.
You know, the World Monuments Fund has been at it now for decades. it's an important, but it's a small organization compared to the immense challenges that you're addressing. But when we go to your website at wmf.org, we can be inspired by some of your accomplishments. Let's wrap up our discussion, Jonathan, just by a single example of something that your organization has accomplished in the last decade or so that you are proud of and that you'd expect more similar triumphs in the future.
Well, you know, not necessarily related to climate change, but one could make a case for it. Something we're very proud of is Bears Ears National Monument. And I don't intend to take all the credit for that on behalf of World Monuments Fund, but we included Bears Ears National Monument, that huge space in Utah that is sacred to so many Native peoples within the United States and even Canada. We included that on our 2020 watch.
And what is the name of that again?
Bears Ears
Bears
National
Ears.
Monument. You will probably remember that it was President Obama during his administration that created the National Monument. It is a huge, huge expanse of land because it was sacred to so many Native peoples. And unfortunately, during the Trump administration, that was cut back quite substantially. But we feel, in part with our advocacy and some of the work we're doing on the ground with our incredible local partners, President Biden restored this landscape, restored the full size of the National Monument, actually added a little bit more. So this landscape is again protected, and there's really great opportunity to work more closely with tribal leaders and Native peoples for the future of this huge and incredible space.
Jonathan Bell, thank you so much for your work. The more I learn about the World Monuments Fund, the more I am inspired by it. And I just hope and pray that your list for 2022 is a whole list of success stories next time we check back in with you.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Jonathan Bell tells us how the historic water fountains of Nepal's Kathmandu Valley are being disturbed by development and climate change. It's in an extra to today's interview, and you can hear that at ricksteves.com/radio. Up next, we explore what the ancient world has to say to us in the art and architecture of ancient Rome, as well as Greece and Egypt. Later in the hour, we'll get a taste of the traditional fado music of Portugal. It's Travel with Rick Steves.